Hello, it's Robin. Can I help you?
Hi, Robin. It's Tina again from Local Splash. You were right. We got cut off.
Yeah. I figured it was you.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. And I'm getting all other calls and from other clients and personal friends and stuff like this. So I don't know why it's not happening with you, because I signed up with your, if I remember correctly, I signed up with your company to get more customers, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'm not getting any more customers. So nobody's calling in to me. I'm not able to send anything out when I go to my phone. So I'm not sure what to do. What do you suggest?
Well, I think what happened, Robin, is when you signed up with us, you had a package for $299 monthly, and that included the first page placement on Google and Bing and Facebook ads and your website and directories, the whole nine yards. But it looks like in July, you canceled all of that and you just kept your website for $49 monthly. So that's the payment that we're having trouble with, is just for the website hosting for HawaiiSolarAndWind.net. So I'm not sure if you looked at your site lately, but there's a big orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just because we're having trouble with the payment. Okay, so, but that's why, you know, typically I always tell people don't ever go to that $49 package unless it's a last resort, because a website in and of itself typically doesn't bring clients, right? So the value to what we do is to get that website front and center in a spotlight position where people can find it when they need you, you know? But for some reason, you know, you opted to go with that $49 package, and that kind of unraveled everything except for the site.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think I understand.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure.
Okay.
So, but I want more customers. We have customers now, but I want more customers. And especially since I'm moving from the Hawaiian Islands to where I am now, which is in California. But.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that's, one, that's number one. Number two, the customers I would be getting, I forgot what I was going to say to you now.
Well, right now, everything is set into the Hawaii address. So even on your website, it has, you know, your 808 number. It's saying the city that you're in. So what I would suggest is, if you want to stick with just the site, that we would do a, you know, maybe a 714 area code number we could put on there as a call tracking, and then also update that you're in Orange County, so that if someone were to find your site, they know that, you know, because right now if they find you, they're going to think that you're in Hawaii and they're not going to call you. You know what I mean? So I think that would be important. If you want to reinstate the whole program for $299, then we could also update the Facebook and the directories and the Google page and all that. But if you choose to just do the website, we could get that updated for you as well.
Okay. And when I'm not so sure I'm following you on the website, if I'm in, like, for example, in California, in Northern California, so if people come to me here, then I can always say, okay, no problem. We can get you started. We can install all the stuff that you need, your systems and things like that, in the California area. So that's not a problem there. But
if I found you online and I was in Northern California, I wouldn't call you, because it says that you're in Wailuku, Hawaii. It doesn't say on your website that you're in Northern California. So what I would suggest is you can keep your business name as Hawaii Solar and Wind if you like. That's not a problem. But we would change the location to Northern California and then put a call tracking number on here so that you get calls from that area. The call tracking would still forward over to you, but that way it would show a Northern California area code and your Northern California location. Now, if it's a home-based business, you don't have to publish your home address. You would just give me the address to update, and we would put on there just, you know, your business, city, and state. So it would say Hawaii Solar and Wind, for example, San Jose, California. It wouldn't show the street address, but I don't know what city that would be tied to, but that's how we would do it.
Okay, I think I understand. It's getting kind of confusing. Mm-hmm. If it's getting confusing for me, I wonder what people calling in are going to say. You don't know where you are. How are you going to get to where we are? You see what I'm saying?
Right. That's why now it shows that you're in Maui County, Hawaii, so someone in Northern California wouldn't call you, right? So this way we would fix it so that if they're in your backyard and they find you, they'll know that you're in the area and they would call you.
I think I followed that. So people wouldn't call me for work in Hawaii anymore.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Okay. Because I still have crew, I still have installers, et cetera, all my electricians, another group of those people that work for my company in Hawaii. So, but if they
keep that.
I would keep the website for them.
Mm-hmm. I see what you mean.
Yeah. And that's the thing that I wanted to make sure that I was doing, because I thought, God, this is great, because people come there, they're always looking for me. And I even get that people were saying, oh, God, we couldn't find you, but we want to we want to do something here in California. No problem. We have our install teams over there and everybody else associated with them. I don't tell them all this, but we have all our meetings and we find whom we need to send it, go out to the project site. But I also, because I'm over in California now, and I'm looking at a couple of different areas where I want to do the same thing that I was doing in California, then I wanted to be able to track those people, and that's what attracted me to you, that you guys work that way. So having said all of that, is there a way that we can set things up to where people are, hang on a second, my dogs are going crazy. Hey, no.
Of course.
Oh, no, no, no. Good puppy, good dog.
They're new puppies, so they're having fun playing.
Of course, of course.
I'm sorry, they were playing a little bit too loud there. That's what I was thinking, and I was also wondering, I remember when somebody first made a call to me, and I'm going, why are they calling me here when I set everything up for in Hawaii? And now I understand. Now I understand why. So now, but I don't think I'm getting anybody, because I haven't had anybody contact me, anybody from that company that would be looking for me here in California, or also in Hawaii too, because I still have staff in Hawaii that I can send over to do the projects. So then I get the projects, because I always, usually I underbid everybody.
That's excellent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So I don't want to lose. Really, yeah. So I don't want to lose those customers. And I was really, you know, trying to get my head wrapped around what was going on. And now I think I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do?
So what I would suggest, number one, since the website canceled today, pay the $49. Uh-huh. That way we can get that site reinstated for you. And then
okay.
if wanted to, I can send you some pricing options to get the Northern California up there too. I mean, you could do the $299 monthly like you did initially with Hawaii, or you could take the Facebook ads off and do $199 monthly, but you definitely need a new website for Northern California and a new Google listing and everything, since, you know, you're new to the area there. So that's something that we can coordinate for you. But I would send you pricing on that now just so that you have some options. And then we would at least get the $49 up to speed so that, you know, your website for Hawaii doesn't get lost.
Okay, so what I need to do is I need to give you another credit card. Is that what I'm hearing?
Correct. Yeah, give me another credit card and we'll charge the $49. That will reinstate the site. And then if you're ready to go with Northern California right now, we can set up the second profile for Northern California right now. That's no problem. But if you want to think about it, then I'll send you the pricing options so that you can, you know, kind of decide what you'd like to do there.
Okay, for Northern California.
Exactly.
Okay, I think I do want to do that. And so, let's see. So you need, tell me what you need for sure.
Okay, so first off, on the credit card itself, does it say Robin Williams or does it have your business name or both?
It has, I think it just has my name, but I'm going to pull it out. Hang on one second.
Mm-hmm.
I have to find my wallet. Now we look for the wallet. Hang on one second. Here we go. Right where it's supposed to be. Okay. You can still hear me if I put the phone down, right?
I can, yes.
Okay, good. All right, so let's see. I can't find it, so that means, you still have the numbers on it, though, for the credit card, right?
Yes, I have one ending in 6762.
So I think we can probably use that again, if correct. Is that correct?
That's the one that we're having trouble with, though. It's saying that there was fraud on it. You were supposed to call the bank and see what was going on.
I totally forgot about that. Thank you for...
Yes.
Let me make a note so I can call the bank, and then I'm going to get your number again, too, even though I have... Is it the 877-635?
Mm-hmm.
6225. Okay. I'll just write it down. All right, the 6225 didn't make it to the screen for some reason, but that's okay. Okay, so this is, let's start. This is, what's the name of your company?
Local Splash.
Is, what kind of splash?
Local Splash.
Local Splash. I remember now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Local Splash. Okay, and please give me your name.
My name is Tina. So that extension that I gave you, 777, that will ring directly to my desk.
777. I'm just going to stick with you, Tina, but that's okay.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's fine.
777, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, what's the rest? Oh, I see it. 635, right?
Mm-hmm. 6225.
Okay. 6225. Okay. Tina direct line. Okay. And then So I have to get my card and then call you and give you, you have all the numbers and everything so that I can go ahead and charge again, correct? Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, preferably you just give me a new card and then you can worry about what's wrong with this one later at the bank. But if for some reason you can't find the new card, then just call me back when the bank, you know, clears up whatever is going on with it, you know?
Okay. Well, if I find the card, then I'll just give you the card. I'll call you again. We'll try charging again. If that doesn't work, then I'll go back to the bank again and say this isn't working. You guys, we got to fix it. Blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Okay.
So,
sounds good.
Before I let you go, just we're almost close getting this taken care of. I have a bad habit of sticking one credit card in my pocket sometimes when I'm headed off to the gym.
I do that too.
And I bet you anything I put it in there. So anyway, so I'm going to call the direct line. I've got your number here. Need to straighten up credit. Give me credit card number. 4. What do we call this? For advertising.
Your website.
Right?
Yes,
website.
For your advertising or for your website. Yep, exactly.
Web. Right. Or okay. All right. And so I've got your number, your direct number here for local splash. So on the local splash, when people are looking for someone like me, is that what they, they put it in and then that takes them to the your local splash?
No. We promote your business outright on Google and Bing and the directories. So yeah, if they came to local splash to find you, then, you know, no one would ever find you because no one's going to go to local splash to find you, you know? So the value to what we do is we promote your business online so that people can call you directly.
Okay. My seller. Business online. So this will cover for Northern California, for example. Okay.
If you want to pay to add a new profile for Northern California, yes. But what we were suggesting, since the website for Hawaii just canceled today, is we were suggesting get that $49 up to speed so that we don't lose the site. Because once the site actually comes down, right now it's canceled, but it's still up, so I could get it reactivated for you. But once the site comes down, it's $400 up front to build a new site plus the $49 hosting. Right now, you don't have to pay that because the site's still up. So we're in that short window of opportunity where we could go in and just take the $49 and reinstate the site, and then you can decide what you want to do later with the Northern California.
Okay, so then people are going to be calling me for the local site is going to be for Hawaii, is what you're saying.
Exactly. For now. And then when you want to add the second one, we can do that.
Okay. So let's do that for now. And
okay.
I think that's the smartest way to go. And then that gives me time to work with my office and my guys who help me with this kind of stuff. Yeah. And then okay, yeah, let's do it like that. Thank you for all your help, too, by the way, Pam.
Oh, you're very welcome. So you're just going to check with the bank and call me back, right?
Yeah, and I've got your number here, 635-6225, right?
Yep, and then it's 877 area code.
Yes, I got the area code. I have a bad habit of
perfecting,
but I have it there.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. I'll call you right
You're
back.
You're very welcome. Sounds good. I'll talk to you soon, Robin. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.